7:40 now on Connect FM. And on your Monday morning connection, it is time right now for our final spring training update on the Pittsburgh Pirates, sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision. Jim's Custom Collision voted number one in the best of Tri-County. Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop. And for that final spring training update on the Pittsburgh Pirates, we're going to talk with Pirates announcer Joe Block this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, Dan. Good morning.
It's hard to believe, but here we are. Very exciting week. The week a lot of us have been waiting for, and that's the start of Major League Baseball. The Buccos get things started on Thursday, but there's one final spring training game today coming up. And as we move into this exciting week, Joe, could you kind of give us an update on how the feelings are in Pirate City right now?
Well, hopefully that we should know who is going to be on the opening day roster later on today. And I think that's the first thing that really starts to energize us. And I know the players feel the same way, because so many of them are on pins and needles waiting to find out what their destiny is, or at least to begin the season. You know, will they go to Indianapolis? Will they be with another team? Or will they be with the Pirates to start the year? And for a lot of the players, they're young guys who have never been on an opening day roster before. So I think by at least by noontime, I would think today, before the game starts, everyone should probably know where they're going to be. And for the guys, that makes the clubhouse a little looser. And those guys are saying, all right, let's get ready to go. One final tune-up, and then our group will get ready to start the regular season. For us, the same thing. I mean, you know, we've been answering a lot of questions and just really guessing, you know, what we think, what we're seeing. And I think our opinions change quite a bit, because we see things change quite a bit as it goes along in the spring. So having some finality to the question marks, and then having the games count. I think that's what's so much fun about Thursday and beyond, is that, all right, now all this preparation begins for real, and we'll see if the Pirates can get off to a good start. And the way they did last year, boy, that really energized me, and I think a lot of folks were really excited the way they started last year too.
Yes, no doubt. And so, Joe, I'm going to ask you to guess again, and since this is our final talk before the season begins, and I know you probably do have a better idea of what the makeup is going to be of the club, could you kind of project what the regular starting lineup is going to be for position players, and also how that starting rotation has solidified?
Yeah, I think throughout the spring, the big question marks was going to be, you know, second base obviously was to be decided. Pirates signed Michael A. Taylor to play center field during spring training, so that really crystallized what the outfield is going to be, having Reynolds and Sawinski flanking him in the outfield. And then at second base, Jared Triolo really took over at second. But I thought, in my opinion, it was a very good competition. I thought Nick Gonzalez showed that he improved, especially defensively. I was really, you know, not surprised, but glad to see that he had gotten better defensively. And then he's going to hit. He's a first-round pick. And then Leover Peguero, I still think he's going to hit. He was 20-20 between the minors and the majors last year, 20 home runs, 20 stolen bases. That's a good player, too. And so both those guys got sent to the minor leagues. That shows that the Pirates have some depth at second base, shortstop, in that middle infield spot. But Triolo, as Brian Reynolds, one of his teammates, said that he's just a really good ball player. And I think we saw that turning a double play yesterday. He's really taken to that position at second base. He's shown that he can drive the ball. He's not just a singles hitter. Hit .298 last year as a rookie, so you know, he deserves it. So he's going to get that spot. And then by injury and attrition, Yasmani Grandal was signed as to catch for the Pirates, a veteran who's been around a long time. And he has not played a spring training game since February. So it was clear that Henry Davis was going to get some work behind the plate. He's looked really good behind the plate, and he's looked really good at the plate. So he looks the part of a first overall pick. And hopefully he'll get a lot of run to be the Pirates' catcher, because you know, he's the catcher of the future, along with Andy Rodriguez, who's hurt and going to be out for this season. So this is Davis's chance to shine, and he really seems to be taking advantage of that. And hopefully we'll look back and say, wow, this was that great breakout first full season for Davis. And then in terms of the rotation, you know, there was two spots open. I think there weren't two people that really stood out for that, but one did, and that was Jared Jones. He came out in spring training and didn't allow an earned run the whole spring. Looked like he could dominate good hitters, as we saw a little over a week ago against Atlanta, faced basically their top lineup in Northport and pitched four scoreless innings, struck out four. So, and he throws in upwards of close to 100 miles an hour, sometimes tops that. Mostly strikes, sometimes a little wild, but when you throw that hard and have a good of a slider as he does, you're going to get big league hitters out, and I think he's shown that in the spring. And the last spot, I don't think anybody really stepped up for, so the Pirates will, I'm sure, piece it together somehow with some of the young pitchers that they've got and figure out a way to get through that. But hopefully that'll be a spot that we'll see Paul Skenes at some point during the 24 season.
Exactly. Well, Joe, thank you so much. It's going to be exciting. 3 days to go, and we appreciate the updates you have supplied for us here on your Morning Connection throughout the spring, and we look forward to hearing you and seeing you throughout the 2024 season. So thanks again, Joe, and hope that you have a great start to the season.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Have a good week, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Let's go Bucks. Joe Block from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and that spring training update, the final one for the spring season this year, sponsored by Jim's Custom Collision, voted number one in the best of Tri-County. Jim's Custom Collision is your one-stop collision shop.
When you have a breakdown or an accident, that causes mechanical damage, it's frustrating to be running around from a mechanic to a body shop and maybe back again. See Jim's Custom Collision for mechanical service and body work. From an oil change to an engine replacement, Jim's is a do-it-all automotive shop and even offers 24-hour towing. Jim's Custom Collision in Du Bois and the Falls Creek Industrial Park. Voted number one in the best of Tri-County.